This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is it okay to celebrate birthdays? Can I attend a birthday party I'm invited to? The issue of birthdays has divided scholars, and mainly because it's a celebration that comes around in a regular way, and that's the kind of thing really which we should relegate only to Eid. And actually the word Eid itself comes from the Arabic verb a'ada, to return all the time on a set kind of manner. And the Prophet ﷺ said these are our two yani celebrations, and therefore the idea would be that other kind of celebratory moments and events that happen regularly should be avoided. That's an opinion. And then there's another opinion that says, well, you know what, that really only applies to religious ones, those that are affected in our acts of worship and so on. But those from a dunyai point of view, a secular point of view, those which have nothing to do with religion but to do with celebrating happy moments, etc., then that should be we should be flexible on that. And birthdays, a number of scholars put into that second category, and I gotta say I'm sympathetic with that. There's no doubt that birthdays do not fall into a religious arena. It doesn't matter that the Christians, for example, they turned the birthday of Jesus Christ into some kind of semi-pseudo-religious thing. We don't go by the practices of the people, but rather the understanding of the concept, if that makes sense. And especially if it's non-Muslims that are not following the criteria that we would consider from an evidence point of view. And also we could argue that even the concept of a birthday has some blessed connotation. It would be a weakish argument. I'm not saying it's my finest moment when I put this forward, but yes, the Prophet ﷺ did signify his own birthday. He said, I was born on a Monday and for that reason I fast. And so there is this kind of indication that yani a birth can be a momentous moment that should be marked. But you're going into dodgy areas there, because then you're trying to mix a religious kind of justification with something we're trying to argue at the same time is secular and it shouldn't be. That's the dangerous kind of side of trying to justify things. So if you ask me, yani, do I celebrate birthdays? Answer is no, because I don't feel a need to. I rather stay on the safe side, rather avoid it entirely. But if you are in an environment where you're feeling under pressure, kids often feel under pressure, you know, they get an invitation, can they go, can you go? I think it's permissible. I don't want to say that it's a pure bid'ah. Even in the science of bid'ah, I consider this to be a bid'ah idafiya, yani a innovation at best, which is supplementary or secondary, not a pure real one that is the ones that are blameworthy in the religion. Allah knows best. This is a contentious issue, but I think that we should be flexible if people are predisposed that way. If family invite us and they're going to take it really, really badly if we don't go, because maintaining family ties is far more important than us dividing between us on something which is contentious. And yes, I do believe that if you started early amongst your children to either avoid it entirely or to deal with it in a general way, that makes best. Personally, I like avoiding it. I like yani us, for the Muslims, to show a strong hand and show that Friday is awesome, it's brilliant, and make every Friday better than any celebration. One of the reasons we're in this problem is that our Eids are so lame. I mean, you know, we only really celebrate the Eid al-Fitr after Ramadan, and most of us, you know, we don't even bother with how we send the kids to school, we go to work ourselves, take another day off work. If we don't yani, you know, emphasize it ourselves, then how can we offer an alternative to birthday? So, you know, there's a lot to think about there. It's more than just halal and haram. That's my opinion on that.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases, and consider donating to this worthy cause.